At the 2013 American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, I'm speaking with Janice Person. And Janice, I know you work for Monsanto, and we're a panelist here for a session on social media with several other folks. Tell us a little bit, first of all, just about this session and what you were trying to accomplish.
Yeah, so it was actually four of us on the panel. Melissa Berniston from Tennessee Farm Bureau kind of headed us up. Ryan Goodman, who is AR ranch hand and famous for getting on CNN's Zetocracy. Zach Honeycutt, which is ZJ Hun, and Katie Pinky, Cat Pinky. And we all were all just talking about how we've approached social media and where we found success and kind of how we're doing things. And more about, instead of here's how to send tweets or something, here's what we're trying to accomplish by being out on social media. It was a really neat discussion.
I'm sure that you had some Q&A. What kinds of things did, you know, whether it was there or even afterwards talking with some of these Farm Bureau folks?
So one of the biggest questions is about how many of your followers are rural and on the farm versus how many are somewhere else. Katie and I both have some real specific goals and things that we do to participate to reach out. Zach does photos to try and broaden his reach. And Ryan, of course, is on CNN. But really, all of us have a lot of those kind of things we're doing. And they were trying to figure out, Do you not follow back the farm people or whatever? What we were talking about on that is there's a great sense of community, and people like me learn a lot about other commodities that we may not be part of. So we can also further that information along. We just also each have a clear goal of reaching people outside of agriculture.
Well, it seems like looking at the program here at the convention, social media is playing a big role. It's in a number of different sessions.
Yeah, I think that's what's really exciting here. You know, several years ago when we started coming to these, Chuck, people were going, oh my God, those people are called tweeps, and they do Twitter. And now it's gotten to a point where, I mean, I had somebody come up and said they were 58 years old and they really didn't know how to do this kind of stuff. But she was asking me kind of, how do you think I can do this? And we were able to talk about her farm and her specific thing and sort of the dynamics of other people engaged in their farm. And she's already asked me to visit next time I'm in her area just to see if I can help move them along a little bit further. And I think that's part of what people found interesting. Also, we were asked about, how is that mentoring relationship? How do you find other people to help you along? Because it is a different skill set than most farmers have to use on a daily basis.
Probably some of them should consider going to like an AgChat Foundation Advocacy 2.0 conference.
Yeah, I actually had a couple of people pointing out that there's the one in Minnesota coming up, and it sounds like there's going to be another one in August, maybe in the southeastern U.S. But we had we also pointed out some of the commodity groups do things on a local level or your local farm bureau and stuff. So there's a lot of other people out there, and that strength of agricultural community sometimes just gives you the self-confidence to do it, because we're talking about extending ourselves in ways that maybe some of us weren't comfortable with before. So,
well, it was a good session, I'm sure. I wish I could have been there for the whole thing, but was not able to. So good words of encouragement for farmers out there, as I think we're hearing a lot here at this Farm Bureau convention, to get involved, tell their story, and social media certainly allows them to do that. Reporting from the American Farm Bureau Federation convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.